I could have your attention in the media center, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Alan Gustafson. Can you take us, let me say the car number. The car of the number 9 Mountain Dew Chevrolet Hendrick Motorsports. Alan, just kind of walk us through the strategy to hold off the 18 and just kind of recap the whole race for us if you want to.
Yeah, sure. We tested here, I guess, about a month ago, and we had a really good test, and we're able to get some speed out of our car over the long run, which was really our strength. So we knew going in that short runs probably weren't going to be our forte, and certainly throughout the weekend, qualifying and practice, that showed up as our weakness. But we felt like over the long haul, we'd have a really good car, and the longer laps that we'd run, the better we'd be. So kind of the start of the race, you know, we had a few short runs and we actually made a little ground there and then had an issue on a restart when the one in the 17 stayed out, so we got backed up, lost some track position. But as we've got green flag runs, we had the speed to kind of drive through there and executed really well on pit road, good pit stops. Certainly that hurt some guys today. Got the 10, 41, I guess. We're able to get up to the front and high on the 4. We're able to pressure the 4. I don't know. Certainly it would have been hard to pass him, with him having the lead in clean air. But we were certainly able to put a lot of pressure on him, and ultimately he sped. And from there, I felt like it was our race to win. We weren't looking forward to a caution there at the end. We knew that our car wasn't great on a short run, so fortunately it didn't come for us. And there's just kind of, you know, there's a little risk-reward. You can run up against the fence and gain a little bit of time, but if you miss it like the 12 did or a couple guys did today, you can certainly damage your car. So at the end, we were just running a conservative enough line that we can make the speed to stay in front of the 18, but not ultimately get to the wall. So it's a really good day, executed well. Everybody did a great job and ended up getting the win.
Absolutely. We're going to open up the floor and start with Todd.
Todd Engel with the KC Star. Were the wins just a matter of time, or was there some sort of eureka moment here this season that you just sort of, you know, the team figured things out and everything sort of fell into place?
Yeah, I think we weren't, you know, at the beginning of this year, we certainly weren't in position to win any races. Maybe Phoenix, you know, the speedway races, but in intermediates, we weren't very good. So I think the way we've performed in 16 and 17, certainly I felt like we should have won some of those races and were capable of winning. And then this year, we just weren't very good to start the season. So a lot of hard work, a lot of effort. Sometimes been through this long enough that sometimes when you're down and not running well, if you can make enough gains to get back in contention, you can be an advantage because I don't know if it's just the fact that you appreciate it more or the fact that you've struggled and know what it's like to kind of be on the bad end of it. So fortunately, we were able to get the cars good enough, and the pit crew's been awesome all year long, and we've been able to put them together. So I think it's always a culmination. You have days like today that you're like, man, just seems like it all works out, and then there's days that you have really fast cars, you don't seem like you can do anything right. So I guess it's just kind of the hard work and everything coming together.
We'll go over to Bob and then RJ.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Can your experience in the playoffs and in championship runs and hunts that you've had in the past help at all over the next 4 weeks?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd hope so. I mean, certainly from my perspective, it does. There's no replacement for experience. You know, when I was young, it's like, well, experience, what's that do for you? Then you kind of go through things and you realize, yeah, it's a big deal, you know, because I've lost my fair share and I've won my fair share. So, you know, it's as you go through that, you kind of know what works and doesn't work you can help apply it and use that to your advantage.
We're going to go over on the other side of the room to RJ. Over there.
RJ Kraft, NASCAR.com. With the strong run you guys have been on late for the better part of 2.5 months, and Chase's pretty good history at the next round of 8 tracks, how would you assess your guys' shot to move ahead to Homestead in the championship four?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's getting better every day, so that's a good thing. You know, the 5 points certainly doesn't hurt. The 18 and the 4 have a pretty significant point advantage. So as well as they run, you know, getting past them via points is probably a stretch. I mean, it's possible, but probably a stretch. Before the race, I felt like we were going to have to win one of those three to move on. I don't know that my opinion's changed a lot. Certainly going to have to be in contention to win one of those three. But I think we've got a good shot at it. I mean, Martinsville's a track that I personally have had a lot of success at, and Chase has done really well here as of late. We weren't good to start when we started working together. I think we've kind of figured some things out. So I look forward to that. Texas, we've not been good at since they've reconfigured it. So, you know, this certainly makes me feel a little better about that. And then Phoenix is good. I think it's probably one of our better tracks, and we've run really well there. So, you know, close to winning it last year, finishing second in the fall race. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to all of them. But, you know, as y'all watch it, right? I mean, anything can happen. I just sitting here thinking about, you know, leading Martinsville 4 laps ago and then not pitting and spinning and wrecking and all those other things that happened. So, and then with Chase wrecking. So, like, it's going to be a crapshoot. But I think we've got a good shot.
We're going to go right up front and then to Dustin.
Jonathan Field, theraceexperts.com. Hendrick Motorsports, of course, you guys have had a steady uptick in performance throughout the season. What has been a watershed weekend or a breakthrough weekend for you guys, and what can you take from this weekend going down the final four races?
There's never, you know, I know it seems like it's, you know, kind of a light switch, but it's never a light switch. It's always a lot of incremental gains and a little bit of work. And, you know, throughout the season, we at the intermediate tracks, we'd struggle to run 15th, and we kind of got better in 10th and 8th. And, you know, in Vegas, we were pretty good and unfortunately got crashed. But I don't think there's one moment that that I can say was the turnaround. You know, it's been coming and coming and coming, and hard work. And we've got an amazing group of people that work at HMS and certainly great resources and a great boss. So if we get an opportunity and a little bit of time, we can make some things happen.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I've got a couple questions out. You talked about how testing helped you here. How was it determined that your team was the team that came here for the Hendrick organization to test? Was that something that you guys wanted, was gifted to you, or how was that process that you ended up here?
I don't remember. I remember I wanted to do it. And we kind of worked through it. I can't remember exactly. 48-1 in Richmond, which I've tested there too many times and not helped myself out, so I didn't want to go do that again. And I just remember wanting it, and it worked out. You know, we're not, you know, we basically just deliberate and have conversations over what would be the ultimately best for the company, and you know, somehow along the lines, it worked out where it was for us.
And obviously, you've been back to Martinsville since last year, and you kind of referenced what happened to last year. You've been in this sport so long, you know how fleeting great opportunities can be. How last year finished, does that get harder as time goes on as opposed to easier because of how tough it can be to get to Homestead, as you found out, and how good of a chance and how close you guys were? And does that come into your mind as you now start to look ahead?
Yeah, I don't think that it changes my opinion, but I do think going through situations like that and opportunities that get away, you know, you go through enough of them and then, you know, hit a dry spell like we had hit. It's like you certainly certainly appreciate in those opportunities, and when you get chances like we've got now, where we're putting all facets of our race team together really well and running really well, you know, to get everything clicking and working all at one time is really the hardest part of the sport, and we've got it going. So, yeah, we got to take advantage of our opportunities, and we had it going last year too. Like you said, you know, that circumstance happened, but you know, I don't look at that and feel like we were slighted in any way or there was an issue or woe was me. You know, it's just basically hard racing, and it's kind of what you expect when you go to that place, and those possibilities is what really makes that place special, and you know, it's really sweet when you win there.
We're gonna go to Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP Allen. Two questions. The first is, how did you guys do this in this season that the Camaro seemed to lag behind, Hendrick didn't seem to have what it has in the past? How did the 9 team break out of that at this critical stage of the season?
I think we had struggled. Things weren't going well. I got suspended. Josh got suspended. I got suspended. We had to make some personnel changes, and we just got to a point where we all, you know, I don't want to say it's rock bottom. I don't think that's accurate, but it's the best way I know to kind of describe.
A low point.
Yeah, a low point. So we got there, and then from then on, what I've seen is – every person, you know, without a doubt, willing to do whatever it takes to perform and working really hard and working, you know, 8, 9, 10 at night and continuously trying to improve and not, you know, I felt like so far behind that we didn't feel like we could turn our nose up on any potential gain, you know, like no matter what it is. Anything. So over time, we've accrued these small little incremental gains. And, you know, it just stacked up to be really good. And then I think through that, the team has seen with that commitment that when you get the results, and I've been on both sides of it, I've had that kind of commitment, and you just kind of fall short of getting the results, and then it's hard to sustain it. But as you get the results with that type of commitment, then it's just, it's like nitrous, you know, it's just adding fuel to the fire, and it's just reiterating that we can do it, reiterating that the hard work does pay off and that kind of snowball on itself.
Now that Chase has won 2 out of 3, 3 out of 11, is he the kind of guy that he just can't be stopped?
Well, I mean, he doesn't change, and I think that's, you know, it's just... It's just part of his personality. It's, you know, interesting to me. I mean, I certainly think that, you know, mentally, I always feel like when you're in a situation, right, you know, when you, whatever it is, if you're shooting a foul shot or you're hitting a golf shot or racing a car, like when you come up to the foul line, is your mind saying to yourself, I'm going to make it or I'm going to miss it, right? That psychology is a huge part of success. And as you get confidence and wins and you make foul shots, you know, when you get to the line, you know you're going to make them. And I think that's – I don't feel like his personality has changed, but I think now when he looks at that opportunity, he is looking at it more, yes, I can do this, than the 100 things that can go wrong. Sure.
I'm going to go right back here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. I want to ask, you brought up the suspension and kind of wanted to ask this earlier in the year and forgot about it, but from a crew chief's perspective, there's a mindset out there with fans and some probably in the media that it doesn't really affect you guys that much because of radios and the communications and technology. How does that feel from a crew chief's perspective, and what how big is that setback?
Well, I just can tell you my personal opinion is it sucks. I mean, it's terrible. I've done this is my 14th year, and the first time I was suspended was last year, right? I mean, it went 13 years with them never having to deal with that, fortunately. And it's not something I like being a part of. It's not good in any way. It's a tough thing to deal with. You know, certainly can the team overcome it and the car's performance overcome it? Yes. And you know, is there ways that I can obviously still contribute? Yes. But, you know, from a personal point of view, it's you know, professionally, it's about as bad as it gets.
Do we have any questions upstairs?
No questions.
All right, we'll go to Jenna and then Dustin.
Does it hurt you guys at all that you're the only Chevrolet?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you obviously, like, you know, you look at the odds and you say, well, that would make you think it's a bit more difficult. I don't think it's going to hurt us too bad. I've seen in some situations, you know, racing teammates is tough, you know, when, and I don't know exactly who's in, but I'm assuming a lot of Stuart Haas cars are in. Okay. So those guys are going to have, right. They can give each other no quarter, right, at all. And that's a hard thing to do. And that's a hard thing to kind of balance in my experience. To move on, you've got to, you know, just full throttle hammer down. And then if you get into a riff, which is going to happen with your teammate, it's tough. It's a tough situation. So in some ways, I think it can be an advantage for us because it is difficult to balance it when you're all kind of infighting against each other.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You talked earlier just about for Chase and just, you know, the momentum in the sense of having the success and building upon that. Obviously, we know he's always been hard on himself, and I'm sure obviously as a crew chief you think that's a great quality because he's wanting to learn. But how have you seen him get better in certain situations? And was it the case this year where maybe that confidence wasn't there because of not having that win, not having that success? Maybe, you know, early in the year not having that car where you guys were talking about struggling with and not having maybe the confidence to do certain things. How has that kind of evolved? Has that been more so in this last 12 weeks, or has this kind of been a progression?
I think it's been a progression, and, you know, like I was trying to describe, if in my opinion, what he was driving earlier in the year was probably, you know, in his Cup career for sure, it's the worst cars he's driven. So when he had to make do with that, and I felt bad for him at times, I'm doing everything I could do, but I wasn't giving him a good enough car, and you know, he had to go and deal with that, and it's a struggle, it's a battle, right? So I think that he learned as he went through that, he's learned, and that's helped improve him, you know, and you may pick up certain traits or certain attributes about tracks or different circumstances, or, you know, and this isn't exactly correct, but, you know, running the fence, right? If you don't have a car that's very good, I mean, that's a way you can make up some time is put yourself at risk and run it right on the fence here, right? And that, you know, those are the things that I think he had to do earlier in the year that he may not have had to do earlier in his career because we were able to give him a much better race car. So I think as that's happened, he's improved, and the pit crew has been great all year. And now we've gotten the cars much improved. So all those things adding up. And, you know, I mean, the confidence is it's just, you know, he is hard on himself. And I think it's a good thing, like you said. But there's times that I think he's realized no matter how good you are, you can't do everything 100% right 100% of the time. But it's probably worth your time to focus your effort on the things that are going to yield the most results, right? And put the time and effort into that and being really good at those things. So, yeah, I think he's learned how to, you know, what is it within a reasonable realm of expectation for him to do.
We're going to go back upstairs for a question in the press box. Do you guys still have a question up there? All right, well, we'll come back down to Bob.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. Beyond the wins, do you feel more of a championship contender now than in mid-August or the 1st of August?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The speed in the cars, for sure. I don't feel there's a, you know, from August to now, there's a huge change in him or, you know, anything else besides we've gotten our cars much better.
All right. Our guys upstairs do have a question, but they're having technical difficulties with their mic. Trying to get them to ask it
okay. Now.
But in the meantime, do we have any
Hello? Other
questions? You got it?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There it goes. Okay.
Thank you. Alan Lee Spencer with the Racing Boys. You have been with Hendrick for so long. You've seen the highs and the lows. What you're seeing right now from Stuart Haas Racing, can you compare that to, you know, the glory days? And I'm not saying they're over at Hendrick, but, I mean, when you guys were at your high point, what they've got going right now, is that organization, you know, pretty stout competition?
Yeah, I mean, I can't comment on, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of what they do, and certainly their performance has been really well, and you know, getting all four cars in, and all four cars through lots of rounds, all of them have won. You know, then that's, you know, it's a huge accomplishment, and I think that they've done a good job of getting to that position, and certainly kudos to them for it, and it's something that you know, we're aspiring to get back to, and for as difficult as the year started, I thought getting three of our cars in was good, and really should have transferred on three to this round, a wheel hop away from that. So, and I think that would have took one of them out or close to it. But they've got it going on. There's certainly formidable competition, and I look forward to racing them and seeing how it all shakes out.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go right up front.
Jonathan Field, theraceexperts.com. You and Chase have been in championship contention, of course, this year and last year. In the previous years, you've been in contention with Mark, Martin, and then Jeff Gordon as well. Talk about just what is it like working with someone like Chase, who is a three-year driver in the series, as opposed to someone who's a veteran well into the career?
Yeah, I think it's, I've been really fortunate to work with some fantastic guys and cherish the time that I had. And, you know, Kyle Busch also, I don't think we actually got crashed here. I think we were in a good position to have a shot to win a championship and got in a crash here. Still finished fifth that year. But, it's personality and it's driving style and it's lots of contributing factors and they all have their strengths and their weaknesses, and each one of them do it a little bit differently. It's, you know, super hard to say, hey, this guy's, you know, any of them are better when you're talking about Mark Martin and Jeff Gordon and Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott. I mean, that's like 0.001%, right? I mean, those are really the top of the top. So I've learned from all of them. You know, each one of them have had taught me lessons that I think will help and will help me move forward. And I certainly have, throughout my years, if there's something I learned with Kyle, I conveyed it to Mark. And, you know, something I learned from those guys, I conveyed it to Jeff. And then I try to convey all that to Chase. But yeah, their personalities and how they go about business and how they get it done. But certainly they're all, in my eyes, you know, Hall of Famers and champions.
All right, we're going to go right here in the center.
Matt Lunsford of Manhattan Mercury. Jeff was on the pit box. Can you kind of speak about what that's like to, you know, having him as a driver, but now having him on the pit box with you guys?
Yeah, I love it. We're great friends. I mean, he's one of those guys. He gets me, and he knows what I'm trying to do. And in those times, he's doing everything he can to support me and the race team and Chase. Nobody knows it as well as he does. So It's just fun, and it's, you know, even if he doesn't say anything, which he didn't say much today, it's just nice to look over there and see him. I mean, and you know, when at times there's a little bit of tension, he'll make me laugh or just do something. You know, he's a special character, man. He's a really cool guy, and I like being around him regardless of the circumstances. But I love it when he comes, hangs out with us.
Do we have any final questions for our race-winning crew chief? All right. Well, congratulations, Alan. And,
thank you.